We don't have a translator, so we need to keep this to English for Mr. Crooks here,
Lo
please.
siento.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Okay. Hello, Matt. It's nice to meet you. Congrats on making your debut tonight.
Go ahead.
I understand that you got here from the States just a couple days ago. So how's the adjustment been?
I'm Lobo's my dog.
You dog.
Yeah.
Oh, he says that it came up at the top saying Lobo's AirPods, isn't
Can
it?
you hear me now?
Yeah, you can hear me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I was just gonna ask you about what it was like to get to the States just a couple days ago and already be playing in your first match.
Yeah, I flew over a couple weeks ago. Then for my visa and stuff, I had to fly back. So I've been doing a lot of traveling. I landed in Miami, yeah, 2 days ago. So I feel like I've been living in airports and living on airplanes. I've done a lot of traveling, like I said, but I just wanted to get out there. I spoke to Gaffer before the game today at lunch, and we kind of agreed that there's no point wasting any time. The best way to kind of find my rhythm is to play football. So I was happy to get on when I did.
And then I guess since this is the first time we've talked to you, what was your initial reaction when the opportunity to come over here to Real Salt Lake became real?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised, to be fair, because I was expecting to go in maybe in the summer transfer window. It was something that me and my agent spoke about for a long time. But this came up, and it felt like the right time, the right thing to do. I've always wanted to come over since I was 18, 19. If I didn't sign professional in England, I was going to do like a college scholarship. That was kind of my plan. So I've always wanted to come to the States and kind of try it. It's always been a dream of mine, and I'm fortunate enough that my family decided that they'd come with me as well. It's different when you're a young lad, 18, and can kind of do what you want. I've got two kids to look after and a missus, so fortunate enough that they wanted to get on board, and we're all looking forward to what's going to be an exciting 3 years, I hope.
Yeah, so now that you have had a couple of weeks here, I guess, what's the experience been like so far getting integrated with the team, and what do you hope to bring personally yourself to this team?
Yeah, it's been cool. It's been difficult because obviously there's been a lot of traveling. I missed the Miami game. They came up from Portugal, so there wasn't a lot of training. So today is probably the most proper football I played with the guys. But no, they're a good group, a really good group. I think I need to improve my Spanish a little bit. I want to try and integrate myself with all the guys as much as I can, get to know them all. But no, I'm enjoying it. It's going to be interesting for me this season. Obviously, I've not really, well, I've not played any MLS games and don't know what the level or standards are like. So I'm excited. It's a new challenge for me. And obviously a challenge for us as a team this season to go as far as we can.
Awesome. I'll let anybody else if they want to jump in.
Alex. Carlos.
Alex. Fernando.
Yes. Football is an international or global language, no? Crooks, because the
Yeah.
goal is amazing. Goal, the connection between the other guys is it's amazing goal.
Yeah, it was a nice goal. Good team play. One touch passing. I've seen already from training and from the games that I've watched previously that the guys can play. Obviously, Diego got the chance to play with the national team, so that obviously proves that he's got a lot of potential. He's still young, but I think if he applies himself in the right way, he can go a long way. Obviously, I think that was Chicho's 100th goal today, which is some achievement. So yeah, we've got good players, and I think tonight shows that we're capable of playing good football.
Easy for you to accomplish things for the new team, the new soccer and the new ambient and feel. All is new for you, no? It's not easy.
Everything's new. New teammates. I'm still trying to find out like what runs they make, what kind of players they are, what they do, what they don't do. But it's up to me to find that out and work with them and find out ways to win games. But fortunately enough, my last club, we kind of played a similar formation, and I played in a similar sort of position. So that makes it maybe easier for me to transition into this new team and new league.
Thank you.
Isai.
Hi, Matt. Nice to meet you. I know next week it's going to be your first home game. How excited you are to meet the fans?
Yeah, of course, massive. I'm looking forward to being part of Salt Lake. It's something that I'm looking forward to. New home ground for me. I have been to the stadium. It's beautiful with the mountains there. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can make it a bit of a fortress this season and win plenty of games there.
Yeah, the mountains are really beautiful, as you said. the connection in the goal, I need to tell you, between you and Luna and Chicho were really good. During the trainings, you try to play like those kind of plays, or today were just natural?
Today was just that I don't think I've trained with Diego or Chicho yet. So that was kind of my first time with the guys playing. I trained in California, but they were like on a regen day. So that was my first day with them, and it just seemed to happen, I guess. Chicho was there, and I'm playing the ball and needed the rest. There wasn't much for me to do. It was all old Chicho, really.
Hey, thank you, and congratulations for your debut.
Thank you.
Anything else for Matt? For Tree, I should say. Crooksy? All right, we're good.